living the life in the spirit. It's amazing. It's a fantastic journey. Go back to, I stopped in Mark 4. I'm just going to take the end part of Mark 4. I just want to talk a little bit about the blade. When you begin to walk with the word of God, when you see the blade, life in the spirit, you look at the spirit. You don't look at what you see. You don't look at flesh. The blade. Verse 26. Mark 4:26. The word of the seed, the sower sows the seed. That seed is the word of God. They're already established, so I won't go back there. Get the teachings up to them. Verse 26. So is the kingdom of God, Jesus speaking, is as if a man should what? Cast seed into the ground. What did we say the seed is again? The word of God. And should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed shall spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. Life in the spirit, you never know how it's going to happen. It just happened. You speak the word, something is already happening. Amen. Something is happening. You don't see it. So you might as well go to sleep. In the natural, when the farmer sows the seed, he doesn't go there and dig it out every second. When we were in elementary school or when we did grade one, you learn how to do what? Sow seed. They put in the window and then the teacher say, everybody, let's put the seed. They give them a little cup of soil and everyone does what? Put their little seed in it. And then they make them water it and the teacher say, a few days, kids, this is going to grow, right? Every kid is all excited, you know. They put it in, but some kids, before they go home that day, they're too excited. They dig out their seed, you know. They have their name in their cup, right? The one that dug out their seed, are they going to see anything grow? But the ones that left it, after a few days, what happens? Germination takes place. Then comes the little tiny blade. When you apply the word of God to anything that you want to sow into your life, anything that's happening to your life, sow it. After 3 days, what happened to Jesus? Jesus was sown into the earth by death. And after 3 days, what did he do? When we sow seed, I'm not a farmer, I think. When you put the seed in, after how many days does it start showing blade? Nicole, your mom plants stuff all the time. How many days? Some 30 days. Some how many days? Some a week. In the tropics, it used to be 7 days we see it. But in Canada, yeah, I don't know. Because the weather is different. So, but she said 30 days, so we'll take her word. Amen? So it's not even up to 60 days you see something. How about we increase the days? Coffee is a month. 30 days. 30, 31 days. You know, some months are 30. This month, November, is 30 days. So, today's the end. So, 30 days. Coffee for coffee bean. All right. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, no matter what you're seeking God for, can you not hold on for 30 days? Can you hold on for 60 days? But most people don't wait. Before 60 days, they quit already. Forget it, doesn't work. He's saying when you sow the seed, you are going to see the blade. So for health, sow the seed. What should you be sowing? What kind of seed should you sow? If you want corn, what should you sow? Corn seed, right? If you want health, what should you sow? Health seed. So go get health scriptures. The word of God is the seed. So for divine health, you should be sowing what? Divine health scriptures. I'm the healed of the Lord. By his stripes, I am healed. Past tense. Right? So that's divine health. But if you need healing, say, he sent his word and did what? He healed them. He sent his word. The word is seed. He sent the seed. Most times we wait only till we come to church before we receive. You can begin to speak the word to yourself. Say amen. Amen. Speak the word to yourself. So begin to sow healing words, healing scriptures. Go through the Bible. Look through the healing scriptures. Begin to read them. Write them out and begin to say it over yourself. It says you will see the blade. If you do not allow any curse of this world, all you just need is just receive, believe and receive the word. That's all. It says you will see the blade. Somebody say, I will see the blade. But say you don't just see the blade, you're going to see the ear. That means it's going to start showing its branches. Somebody shout hallelujah. It shows when anything is growing out, first shows like this. One little blade comes out. It's like it doesn't even show that it's a leaf or anything. Just one little tiny green thing just stick out like that. Tiny. Not even as long as my red fingernail here. It just comes out like that. And when kids see that, when we were kids, when we tried this germination of seed, we were excited. Oh, my seed is growing. My seed is growing. We can't wait to see how big it's going to be. With joy. Why don't we learn from the children? With joy, they begin to expect. So you saw that. For finance, what should you do? The same thing. Look for the scriptures of finance. I am the Lord that giveth the power to do what? Get wealth. He gives you power to do what? Get wealth. That means you can never get the wealth by yourself. You need power. Not stolen wealth. There are some wealth that you get that's never going to stay. You're just working for somebody, but you don't know yet. They are wealthy, doing wicked stuff, but it's not going to stay with them. They're working for, they say, the hidden. The wealth of the hidden is what? Laid up for who? The righteous. So they're working for you. They don't just know it. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that's the word of the Lord. The wealth of the hidden is what? Laid up. So they're storing it. They're saving it for you. They're bragging that they have it. But that's your property. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. I don't know whether you believe this. Some people for the rest of their life, they're going to labor and labor till the day they die. But I'm not part of that people. Amen. There's no sweat and sorrow in my life. Amen. I've been delivered from sweat and sorrow. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. But how do you get it? You sow the word. You don't see it yet. You keep on sowing it until the blade starts showing. So next time one good gift comes to you, you get a promotion at work. That's your blade. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next time somebody blesses you, you see a blade. It's not at the ear level yet. Neither is it at the corn where you really enjoy it. But it has started. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I will sow in the spirit. Never use logic to measure the things of God. It never works. The Bible says enmity is flesh. Flesh thinking and spiritual thinking do not work together. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God is what? Spirit and life. So as you begin to sow that word, spirit and life has gone to work. Things are happening behind the scene, behind the veil. From the visible world that you started saying things, it's gone into the invisible world and then begins to do the things it needs to do and then it comes back to you. What does Ecclesiastes tells us? Chapter 11. Go there. Ecclesiastes. After Proverbs, you should find Ecclesiastes. I'm going to chapter 11. If you're a giver, you should already know the scripture. If you're not a giver, you don't know the scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. It says, cast what? Cast thy bread upon the waters. What is bread? Jesus is the living bread. Amen? And Jesus, being the living bread, who is he? Is the word of God. Amen? Cast it upon the waters. The Bible says you are cleansed by the waters of the word. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. So the word has its own cleansing. It has a cleaning agent. Amen? Amen? You're not only cleansed by the blood of Jesus, you're cleansed by the waters of the word. Amen? But then there's the word of God. Say, cast your bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. It's not telling you to go put. Now, if you put your bread upon the water, you go to the lakeside or the riverside, and you put your bread in the water, what's going to happen to it? It'll be soaked, but you see little fishes will come. All of a sudden, they have good food. So you're not going to be getting anything back. So he's telling you, sow it in the word. Sow it in his presence. Sow it in the house of the Lord. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. The amen then got really quiet. I heard one over there from, and I heard one over there. So I'll give everybody a chance again. Say, cast your what? Your bread. Cast it in the house of the Lord. The blessing that God has given to you. Amen. Put it in the house of the Lord. Say, after many days. Is that not what it says here? Cast it. After many days. It is after many months or many years. Somebody shout hallelujah. Many days mean it could have said after a week, because the Bible likes to say in the first month of the year, in the fifth month of the year, in the 24th day of the month. So it can be specific. But here it just says many days. So for me, I can reduce it to under 7 days. Amen. For you, you can put it a month if you want. I just reduce mine to under. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. After many days, this is the word of the Lord. I will see the blade. Amen. I will see the blade and I will see the corn. It's happening. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I've been telling you guys, I tell God spoil me all the time and he's beginning to do it. So praise the Lord. So I've been seeing a lot of blades and a lot of ears, but I want to see mega corn. Amen. I've seen some corn, but I want to see mega corn. In every area. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. May we see it in our families. Amen. See it in our finance. Amen. See it in our health. Amen. See it in our church. Amen. See it in our extended family. Amen. See it in our city. Amen. See it in our nation. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to cast my seed. Amen. So it tells you do that and then give what? A portion. This is now tell you that it's a specific few days under 7. Number verse 2 say, give Ecclesiastes 11:2. Give a portion to what? 7. And also to what? 8. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. The sower went out, Mark 4, the doctrine of Jesus. He said, if you don't understand this parable, you will never understand any other one. You must know this one. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you observe the wind, so what does that mean? If it's windy and there's storm, they say, oh, there's tornado coming. We better not sow anything. What does in the natural, that means anything you sow is going to be blown away. I've seen tornado move trucks. You've seen those? I've not seen it in person, but I've seen it on TV in the news. Like those big trailers. Tornado just pick it up. Shh. What do you think is going to happen if you decide to sow a seed the side of this little box? What do you think if you observe the wind? You'll never do it. Right? Because you believe it's just going to what? Blow it away, a waste. But God said, don't look at that, sow the seed. Amen. Don't look at the wind. Have you been praying and it looks like storm after the storm? I was talking to somebody the other day and they were sharing about how so many people are dying in their family, one after the other. Now that's a storm happening. But what should you be sowing at that time? Death, you have no power over my life. You should be stopping it and not say, well, this is what's happening. Death, you have no power over my life. You stop right there. You're not entering this home. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've taken enough and no more. Amen. Death is a spirit. It takes spirit to deal with spirit. The word of God is spirit, but it's not only spirit, it's life. John 6:63. Somebody shout hallelujah. Something begins to happen, but it needs your mouth to launch it out and say, death, you stop right there. But some people, they just like to go to funerals. You can eat all the cheese and all the cold cuts you want. And then after, stay there, after 3 hours, the whole place stinks. Everybody's passing gas. No benefit. It's happened. Every one of us have lost loved ones. But we can stop death. Amen. You have no power over me. Amen. Jesus conquered the grave. Conquered death. He's your eldest brother. He's called the first fruit, firstborn among many brethren. And I'm a brethren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Firstborn has taken care of the job. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. What am I doing right now? I'm sowing that seed. And I'm expecting blades. And I'm expecting the ear. And I'm expecting the corn. Amen. What would be the corn in when death is showing up and you begin to speak life? Comes to life. Amen. Everybody start getting healthy. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody that's admitted to the hospital and they say, oh, they've hooked them up to all kinds of machines and they say, oh, your breath is, your oxygen level is at this many level when somebody's supposed to be like 120 and up and you are like 50 something. And then all of a sudden, you're revived. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. All of a sudden, instead of them keep on poking and doing everything, they say, we're going to send you home. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to stop it. You don't look at the wind. You don't look at the storm. You stay focused on the word of life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what you do. Bills are piling up. You can't pay them. Your business is not working and you can't pay your employees. Instead of going to start plotting and planning how you're going to kill yourself and commit suicide, you stop it right there and you say, my God shall supply all my need. Amen. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm not moved by what I see or what I hear, but I'm moved by the word of God. And my God shall supply. Amen. God supply according to your riches in glory. Spend that time yourself dwelling on your failures and what is not working. You begin to dwell on the riches in glory. It's the same God that can give quails in the desert. Amen. They weren't eating sushi. They weren't eating feathered quail. There's no fire or wood to burn anything. It's all sand and stones and scorpions and desert. Cooked food was ready. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't know, I think they were raw quail. He didn't say they cooked them. Well, they ate it. They don't practice raw. They are kosher. They don't eat blood. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heaven takes care of you. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'll never go hungry. But you begin to say, you begin to speak the seed. Sow the seed. Sow it. David said, since I was young and I'm old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. So me and my seed will never beg for bread. Amen. Ha! Me and my seed, we always prosper. Amen. Is King David a prosperous man? Yes. So that's the word of the Lord. So you stand on that. Jesus, son of David. If Jesus is the son of David and Jesus is my elder brother, so what's going to happen? I'm a joint heir with him and he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords and kings never go hungry. Therefore, me and my seed will never go hungry. We'll always have more than enough. Amen. We will not be the people driving the broke vehicles in town. We'll be driving the healthy and the best vehicles. Amen. By his spirit. Not by debt, but by his spirit. Spiritual provision. Amen. My God shall supply all my need. According. Not according to the economy of the government of this world, but according to the government of God. Amen. Riches. It's a riches in glory. Amen. There's no end. Amen. There is another resource center. And I focus on that. Somebody shout hallelujah. Each time we needed a miracle in this house, if there's not enough money, we call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he comes. Somebody shout hallelujah. And he fixes the place. Remember when we used to use this banquet hall, it used to get so cold. You put all the heater. Aren't you comfortable right now? You're not freezing. You couldn't sit here like this before. It was frozen, but God brought somebody.
Amen.
Buy without money.
Amen.
Come in here and fix it and wrap all the pipes.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to do this for you.
Amen.
We don't know them from Adam and Eve. We never knew them. But God sent.
Amen.
If he sent his word, he sent his word. He sent word for deliverance. We need a deliverance for fixing of this building. He sent it.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, God,
supply
all my need,
according
to your riches,
in glory
by Christ Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We needed the carpet of this church fixed and done. In the sanctuary, it's going to cost so much money to do stuff there. God supplied the need.
Amen.
Brought somebody who's never stepped into this building once. Paid for it.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They've moved to glory, but God speaks to them. All you need to do is just supply all my need according to your riches.
Amen.
In glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And God supplies it. How he will supply it, you don't know. That's the way of the Spirit. You don't observe the wind. You cast it. Leave it in the waters. After many days, there's going to be a testimony.
Amen.
I will see the blade. I will see the ear.
Amen.
And I will see the corn.
Amen.
And I will enjoy it.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the holy name.
Amen.
Let me do just verse 4. And up to 6, and then I'm going to get out of there. Praise God. Verse 4. Did I finish verse 5? No, verse 3. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Tree, after it falls down, it stays there. It doesn't start rolling up and down. It stays. Right? If it starts rolling all over the place and nothing is happening to it, you know there's some kind of spiritual activity in that place. Somebody, without any machines or human being touching it, and all of a sudden you see trees running around. You better cast that thing out or get out of there. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says if it falls, it stays there. If the clouds be full of rain, it must empty. Clouds can't stay full that long. They must bring the rain. So somebody say, anytime there's clouds around, God is making me water.
Amen.
Yeah, because what is cloud? When clouds are around, sometimes people get depressed. They say, oh, it's too cloudy. I don't like it. I need sunshine. Where? Water is being made for you.
Amen.
Something good is coming. That's going to cause things to grow. He sends the rain to make things grow.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So next time you see the wind, you say, I'm expecting the wind of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So change how you think and how you see.
Amen.
Verse 5, as thou knowest not what the way, did I do finish 3? 4, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not what? Reap. So go out there and reap your harvest. Amen. If farmers see cloud and they don't go quickly to harvest their seed, they've wasted all the time they spend in sowing and expecting. You quickly go out there and reap what is belong to you. Bible says once you see the corn, put in the sickle. Harvest. Say, I'm harvesting. I'm harvesting divine health, divine wealth, divine peace. Divine relationship in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll go to that later. Let me just finish this. As thou knowest, verse 5, Ecclesiastes 11, as thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God, who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold on thy hand, for thou knowest not whether thou shalt prosper, either this or that, or whether the both shall be alike good. I say, may every seed you sow be good. He said, keep on sowing it. You don't know if the one you sow in the morning that is going to bring in the goodies or the one in the evening. So just keep doing it. Amen. You don't know the way of the Spirit. Amen. But the Holy Ghost knows the ways of the Spirit. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. It has a different highway. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mine is to prepare his way and say, Lord, have your way. Amen. Move on my behalf. Move on the behalf of my family. Move on the behalf of Glory and Peace Church International. Move on the behalf of the family of God upon our nation. Only God knows it. Amen. But I must sow that seed. Somebody say, I'm a sower. I sow. He gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So I'm a sower and I'm a eater. Yeah, you can't just sow and then not eat. I'm taking both. Amen. You must have seed to sow. If you are a sower, he says it gives you seed. If you stop sowing, you don't get seed. The way of the Spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout. Some people here, you're going to be so blessed. You don't know how your blessing is coming. It's not going to be depending on how. Who's there thinking of how they will favor you? You don't know. Who's the Holy Ghost telling right now to help you? You don't know how it's going to happen. It just happened.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, if you don't believe this, it's not, you don't have to believe it. But I'm a believer.
Amen.
I believe what I'm saying.
Amen.
I believe.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My son-in-law, the car is driving now. He didn't pay $1 for it. It's his job. Brand new car. Go pick the one you like.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One day they give their own testimony. God is a good God.
Amen.
My seed shall never beg for bread.
Amen.
They will not struggle any kind of struggle I've struggled. They go higher.
Amen.
Higher.
Amen.
Neither will I.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You better use your mouth. I'm sowing seed for myself.
Amen.
You better sow with your own mouth.
Amen.
Never. Your children shall never beg. Neither any member of your family. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say you don't know the way of the Spirit, just like you don't know how a baby. How does a little gel, mom and dad get together, a little gel, no bone, no nothing. Just join, and then a beautiful baby. Perfect with eyeballs. How does that little gel become eyeballs and hair and bones? And kicking. Very soon they laugh, they cry, they disturb. And then you say, please leave me alone, but you better enjoy it. Because very soon, they're going to become young adults. And then you start saying, how come you're coming home at this time? Or how come you're not home? Enjoy the baby stage. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Their disturbance is a good disturbance. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But that's what God wants. God say, come fellowship with me. Come, let us reason together. And here parents are saying, please, give me a break. I'm tired. I've been working all day. Better enjoy it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You better shout hallelujah. You're doing it for yourself, not for me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Just enjoy every stage. It's a blessed stage. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You begin to sow the word and it's going to happen. I know how the time goes. Let me see if I can wrap up. I said I was going to read one scripture. Did I do verse 6? So, sow all the time. Somebody say, I'm going to sow. Okay, let's do Ephesians 1, and then I'm going to wrap up there. Just praise the Lord. It is well with me and my household. Yeah, it is well with you and your household. You don't know all the surprises God has for you. It's not a surprise that we hurt you. It's going to be a blessed surprise.
Amen.
Say amen. Amen. Ephesians 1 verse 3 say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had done what? Blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And then it goes on and says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved. Somebody say, I'm in the beloved. He chose you. He made an executive decision. God himself made an executive decision that I'm going to make you, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to provide for you, I'm going to take care of you. And he didn't choose you as an outcast. He chose you as his beloved.
Amen.
You are loved.
Amen.
And God has made provision for you.
Amen.
You can never love your children more than God loves us.
Amen.
There's no comparison. A parent, we do anything. There's a vehicle coming trying to kill their child. They will jump in there and get their child out of the way without hesitation. But God said, I love you more. I receive his love. Somebody say, I receive his love. I receive his love. He has made that decision that you are blessed. And he said he has blessed you with, not some, all. Somebody say all. Spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So he's not blessed you in earthly places. He's blessed you in heavenly places. So you must be in the spirit to collect the heavenly blessings. So as a child of God, I must walk in the spirit. And learn to be in the spirit.
Amen.
That's where everything happens.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As it is in heaven, so it is what?
In earth.
It didn't say as it is in the earth, so it is in the heaven. Everything you see in the earth came from heaven. So be in the spirit to get it into the earth realm.
Amen.
You can't change the order. Somebody say, I'm blessed. With all spiritual blessings. So my health is coming from the spirit realm. My wealth is coming from the spirit realm. Having excellence of spirit is coming from the spirit realm. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's a powerful scripture I wanted to show to you guys, but I'm going to stop there. So stay in the spirit. Amen? Walk in the spirit. Talk in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to give you one last song, which is a very good one. Then you can go home. I said it at the beginning. I quoted it, but I'm just going to read it. And then we'll close with this. I think it's 1 Corinthians 6. Let me just make sure. I think it's 1 Corinthians 6. I'll go open it, and then I'll tell you the verse. Back to my note. Somebody said, we live a life in the spirit. I probably never even bother writing it down or see what I have on my iPad. Yeah, 1 Corinthians. What did I tell you to open? 1 Corinthians 6? Yeah, I know it's somewhere. It's in 6. Let me look at verse where it says, know you not that you are 9? Okay, let me see, verse 9. Yeah. That's not the word I want. It must be 19. Yeah, let's. Yeah, 19, verse 19. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. I quoted it earlier. It says, know you not what? That your body is what? The temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not of your own. Verse 20, for you are bought with what? A price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So your spirit and your body and your soul, they all belong to God. Amen? Glorify him. As you glorify him, the seed you are sowing in the earth realm will begin to work. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be conscious that you are a spirit person. Amen? And you must talk the things of the spirit. That's why rubbish talking does not give you anything. It just kills the spirit. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, you are not hosting sickness and disease. You are not hosting lack. You are not hosting shame. You are not hosting poverty. You are not hosting failure. You are hosting victory. You are hosting success. You are hosting resurrection life. You are hosting power. Behold, I give you power. So you're hosting power. The power is in you. It will take you to where you need to be. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am his beloved. I am loved by him. And he loves me. And I love him. And everything his word says that I am, that's what I am. It works in my life. I see the blade, I see the ear, and I see the corn, and I'll continue to sow. No matter what is happening, I expect goodness, mercy, benefits, daily loaded for me and my household. If you believe what you're saying, say amen.
Amen.
So begin to use your mouth, child of God, and you will see what you are asking for. After many days, you will see what you have cast in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I will see what I have cast upon the waters. I will receive it. Father, bless your word that we have heard tonight. Let it not be another story, but let it be real. That we'll begin to engage you. And as we engage you, we will see the result that you do show up. You are the same God who was with Gideon. You are the same God that Gideon didn't know how he can be. When you're saying he's a mighty man of valor, he saw himself as a wimp. But then you really showed yourself mighty. The sword of the Lord, the sword of Gideon. He never saw it, but you saw it. Father, what you have seen about our lives, may we see it. May it come to pass. What you have designed before the foundations of the world, when you have chosen us according to your to be your beloved, and all the plans and the spiritual things you have designed and blessed us with, we shall see them be made manifest. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. God, you are a good God. We bless your holy name. Give every one of your children peace. Whatever their needs are, those that are here and those that are not, those that are listening via internet, television, or radio, any means of communication, that you minister your grace to them. That they will call upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they will see that he is real and he answers prayer. In the name of Jesus, strengthen everyone that is weak. Let the weak be say now they are strong. Somebody say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let the poor say, I'm rich. I'm rich in the Lord and blessed with every blessing. In the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name. Promotions at their workplaces. More promotion upon promotion that comes from God Almighty. In the name of Jesus, shine your light and your favor upon every one of us. In Jesus' name we have declared it so. Amen.